had a little different taste. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be as white as this. They bleached this. Mm-hmm. This didn't taste like our old-fashioned lahana.
Lost the flavor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that...
That's where we got our candles. We'd take that fat and cook it down and make our candles.
I see.
And scraps and things that's left, we'd put them over in that lot and just eat them every one of them.
Mm-hmm. So nothing went to waste.
Nothing to waste.
You mentioned making candles, and you showed me how you would make things to light the candles.
I'd like to
get a picture of that when we finish here. Those are very colorful.
That was right, QE. They kept them all the time. See, you could reach to the fireplace and light this.
And
light your candle. Or light your pipe if you want to.
It's an interesting thing you have on the end there. It's just a special way of folding the paper.
It just take a long strip and come into rolling in and it just roll right on up.
And at the end you fold that down to keep it from unrolling? Is that?
This, yes sir.
I see.
Twisting. And sometimes you make great big ones and you'd mash them all along, make them pretty.
I see.
And they would not twist when you'd light this end, they would not twist.
Mm-hmm.
You had to do a lot of ways when you didn't have them.
Yes, you have had to use your imagination. when you didn't use candles anymore, what else, what did you then use to see?
Glass lamps.
Gas lamps.
We had a lot of brass ones, but the little ones was cute. They'd be about this big around, like this. And a little hook on the end, on the edge of that, when you put your finger through it. Mm-hmm. Some of them had little chimneys on them. Right, cute. But then we got to getting lamps and using kerosene lamps.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then on up to Aladdin lamps and all like that until he got electric lights.
And you mentioned the fireplace. Would you tell me how you used to start a fire? What did you use? Did you have a lot of pine?
I have a kindling.
Uh-huh. Did you use pine?
Yeah. Little pine, we have to cut up little kindling and bring it in, put it under the wood, you know, mm-hmm. under these dog irons, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were fancy, but some of them were just plain iron thing.
Mm-hmm.
And put them there and stick a match to it. Go to burn and burn that wood.
Did you have something at the back? It was a big log that would last for a long time.
On a back log.
That's the back.
And fill in front of a little wood.
Uh-huh.
Last a week sometimes.
Oh, it would
go backlog and just stay there. It'd burn, but it wouldn't get out.
It'd
burn up a lot of these little bit ones in front.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned using pine. Did you ever have any pine knots that you burned?
That was our kindling.
Oh, that's the kindling.
Split them up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Pine knots, we call them.
What's a lighter knot?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the same?
Same thing. We call them lighter knots or pine knots.
Uh-huh.
The old trees would fall, you know, and rot. The centers and the limbs sometimes would be real, real. We call it fat pine. It would be real rich, you know, and it'd burn. We'd go through the woods and take a wagon and gather all that up and bring it back for kindling through the winter.
I see. Did men ever use them for torches? Would they make a lot of light?
Yeah, they make good light.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we'd study by them. We'd children would get out around the fireplace, put in a big old pine knot, make a big light. We'd get in there and study our lessons.
You actually see that well. Uh-huh.
We just done all sorts of ways.
I see. And you mentioned, what did you keep on the board above the fireplace?
Had a clock.
You got
it. Had some vases and little ornaments and things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. You really know how to wind that tight.